Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Playing more than just the hits. The 45 that should have been hits. That's the records that we love to play. King of Pirate Radio, Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic, bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarities show. The Relics Rarity Show, something you can very much enjoy because it's on the Enjoy record label out of New York City. King Curtis and the Noble Knights, tune called Soul Twist. In the sports world, we lost a giant. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali.
Cassius Clay is the name. teriyaki gum.
And if it gives me energy, I'll cut it down to five.
Now
then, son,
misery.
Yeah, yeah, that's just me.
It's gonna be the end of all the
others.
He's very beautiful.
You ugly bear, look at me. Ain't that beautiful? Next to my pretty face, yours the biggest trait. I'm gonna show you some speed, so you better take heed.
Just keep talking, son, and I'll take you out in one.
Of course, it was just earlier today that we found out at age 74, we lost Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Marsilius Clay, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, heavyweight boxer in American history. And of course, sad, because such an iconic figure. And I actually had a chance to interview Cassius Clay when I was in college. He had made a lecture appearance at my university. And it was funny, because I'll never forget the interview with Cassius Clay. You know, he was like punching at me and throwing like these really quick jabs at me, but just like stopping like inches from my actual face. And I remember he said to me in front of a crowd of people, he said, "Howard Cosell gets paid for being a freak. What's your excuse?" I really didn't know what to say, but it was just a lot of fun. And of course, he will sorely be missed. The great Cassius Clay. And of course, when he converted to Islam, from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, which is really how we knew him for most of his years. So Muhammad Ali, rest in peace up there in sports heaven. The kind of boy we'll never forget. Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. The Raindrops. I'm only kidding. The Jelly Beans. The kind of boy you can't forget. So Chuck DeBodgen, you thought you had me.
Don't look around as you walk away. Don't look around. Think what the people might say. Turn around, it wouldn't be good. Folks would say she only did what she should. Don't turn around. Don't turn around. Don't look at me.
you pass me by. Don't look at me. Oh, we may start to cry. Don't look at me. Oh, no. A heart can't stand to see you go. Turn around. Don't turn.
Beats. That's a Fontana 45 from the Mercy Beats. A great double-sided 45 from the Mercy Beats. Tune called Don't Turn Around. Now, that should have been a hit record. That great Mercy sound back in 1964. How that never became a U.S. hit, I don't know.
Do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do, baby.
Motown Soul out of Detroit. The great sound of the Fantastic Four. Take him back if it makes you happy. Yes, if that's what you gotta do, go ahead and do it. Jimmy Webb wrote this classic. Do what you gotta do. The great sound of Mr. Al Wilson.
Girl, I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a guy like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I'd love you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault for what happens to my heart. You see, I've always known you'd go. So just do what you gotta do, my wild and sweet love. Though it may mean I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind and find that dappled dream of yours, and come on back and see me when you can. Now I know they make you sad, make you feel so bad, say you don't treat me like you should. They got ways to make you feel no good. I guess they got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the start, and girl, you never lied to me. The part of you they'll never see is the part you've shown to me. Now you just do what you gotta do, my wild sweet love. Though it may mean I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind and find that dappled dream of yours, and come on back and see me when you can. You just do what you gotta do, my wild sweet love. Though it may mean I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind and find that dappled dream of yours, and come on back and see me when you can.
She was my girl. I thought she loved only me. As I watched her pack up her clothes, telling me she had to fly off for another man. And I never knew if I'd ever see her again. And man, it just cut like a knife. I thought of this particular record, Do What You Gotta Do. And come on back and see me if you can. Al Wilson, the great sound of Al Wilson. You just would have said goodbye.
I need
says you got to dig it. Walkin' Willie, out on the Webcore record label. Later released on the RSVP record label. Tune called If You Just Would Have Said Goodbye. And apparently getting a lot of phone calls here and emails as well saying, Dave the Rave, if you would have just told us who did that Cassius Clay record. And when you were talking about the passing of Muhammad Ali, that was a 45. We opened a couple, a couple songs back near the beginning of the show on the Carlton record label by the Alcoves. The Alcoves, produced by Frank Carey, a tune called The Ballad of Cassius Clay.
This is Dave the Rave.
We got more. Sister and my brother.
Home of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
Let's see what's in the garage. That should have busted out. That's what that should have done. Bustin' Rocks by Five Hungry Men.
Don't you worry about me, 'cause I'm smell the air and I look at the trees. No need for me to be a working fool, 'cause all the things I want are free. You work at me working, oh no, 'cause I tried working before. Let me tell you that working is a drag, and you ain't nowhere if you don't change your bag. As much as you can, little boy, be a man. Oh, you won't get me working, oh no, 'cause I tried working
before. Here they've working here in the No Static Attic, spinning all these great tunes out of the Relics Rarities vault. Simon Grace and Tuesday Blues on the Round record label. Great 45, great tune called You Got Me Working. Oh yeah, you got me working.
Now have you ever been lonely? Oh yeah. Have you ever felt like crying?
From Bob and Earl, the guys that brought you the Harlem Shuffle on the Tip record label, is called Oh Yeah, out to Chicago for the Radiance.
You think my love is different and something new? Yes, you do. To show you how much I care. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you want me to say your love is all I have, but I don't dare break down and show you how much I love you. Take advantage of my love. If I want my love for you to stay brand new, I've got to keep you.
I want my love for you to stay brand new. I've got to keep you in.
try to hide from you the way I really feel. Because I'm afraid that if you knew your love would disappear. But one day I'll ruin you, and then I'll show you I'm not afraid to prove my love for you is true. One day I'm gonna win you, and then I'm
so
gonna.
So much great soul that came out of Chicago. Late 1962 on the Chess record label. Maurice McAllister on the lead vocal there for the Radiance, and a great double-sided 45, a tune called One Day I'll Show You I Really Love You.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Good gosh! My, my, my. My. If by chance you're down, baby, you see my baby.
Socking it to you with that Sure Shot 45. Neil Brown on the Chart Sound record label. And the tune called If By Chance. And, well, it's no, this is not by chance. I had this planned. I wanted to wish a happy birthday. June 6th coming up for Larry Berger. I knew him as Larry Harmer originally. He was the local disc jockey who turned me on to a lot of great lost 45s. He really did. He had a show called The House Party Show. And he was really the big inspiration for my Relics of Rarity show. And he's got a birthday coming up on June the 6th. And, of course, Larry Harmon, and, of course, real name Larry Berger, went on to become the program director at WPLJ in New York during its heyday. And, of course, he had some early roots as the music director at the great big soul station in New York, WWRL. So that could have been a record that Larry Berger might have played on WWRL. Neil Brown, great tune there called If By Chance. Here's Derek, a.k.a. Mr. Johnny Cymbal. One of his lost 45s on the Bang record label called Inside Out Looking In.
Hey, guys. Looking up at me. Kissing lips as sweet as candy.
Inside out, inside in,
Great Bang 45 there from Derek, a Johnny Cymbal song. He wrote the song. Of course, he recorded that, though. He had several songs that he recorded under that that name of Derek. Of course, the biggest one, and probably the only one that really became a big hit for Derek, was the tune called Cinnamon. That one was called Inside Out, Looking In.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities Show.
Dave the Rave has what you crave.
All I know is la 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 me. I love you. Oh, baby, please tell me.
Call the Rave for your fave.
Hey, Dave the Rave. Michael Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin. I listened to both of your shows, your latest installments on Rocket Radio this afternoon, and I have at least 3 possibly lost 45s. They might not be lost too far. One might be, though. Jackie Ross and Selfish One came out in 1964. I think it was on Chess Records. I know that LS in Chicago used to play it, and so did WVON, the Soul Station down there, used to play that quite a bit. And, well, I haven't heard it in quite a while, and it'd be kind of cool if you can find that and play that one. Another one that the VON used to play in the summer of 66 was J.J. Barnes and Baby Please Come Back Home. It was a Motown sound-alike record, or maybe it was on Motown. I don't really know, but I'd like to hear one of those records the next time you do your show there. And then the follow-up to the Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler's Duke of Earl, was called Walk On With the Duke. I wonder if you have that one. So there's three records to look for. Number 609-955-2499.
Oh, I don't have too many people calling you up over there, Michael.
But really enjoy Relics and Rarities. I always do, and I listen every time it comes on the Rocket. All right. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
Thank you, Michael Dukin. Some great requests. Of course, the Gene Chandler record, Walk On With the Duke, we actually played that on last week's show, and I do realize that some stations air my show sometimes a week later, so you're actually going to hear that, coincidentally, very shortly on Rocket Radio, that Gene Chandler tune. But some very great requests in there, so let's get started with one of them here, the Jackie Ross tune, Selfish One. Going out to you, of course, something you'd like to hear, you can call me up as well, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave, and thank you so much for the call, Michael.
Yeah.
selfish one, you're walking me to my door. Oh yeah, selfish one, you never did this before. Oh no, without a chance to resist, your lips met mine. You're beginning to let your love not shine, and I can see that.
Love playing this Jackie Ross 45 for you from 1964. Jackie Ross is called Selfish One. And your other request from J.J. Barnes on a Detroit label called the Groovesville Record Label. Definitely sounding like Marvin Gaye, that's for sure. Baby, please come back home. Duke, it might have been a long time since you last heard that record, but Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. J.J. Barnes on the Groovesville record label, Baby Come Back Home. And we've got another Sure Shot 45 for you right now. If I could just find my gun, I want to shoot the gun off for this one.
Well, looks watch like- out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Gun almost backfired on me. But we got it working, that's for sure. Hope you dig this record by the ashes.
And who, I bet you I know why. It's because of her. You're not.
took a walk, and baby, if you had a talk with someone who would be a friend, someone who would understand and see you through, is there anything I can do? I know at a time like this, you might want to be on your own, but nevertheless, I just got to confess, it hurts me to see you alone.
Group known as Ashes on the Vault record label. What a cool record that is. Day of the Rave Sure Shot 45. Is there anything I can do? When I come back out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics of Rarities Vault, I'll select 145 and we'll call it my discovery of the week. So don't go anywhere.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's discovery of the week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is a discovery of the week, which I actually had no idea I would be playing this particular record today. But because of the news that a giant in the sport world, Muhammad Ali, has passed away at age 74, I thought we would pull out this particular record that, well, it was once hitbound. Actually, not even hitbound. It was number 93 on WIBG back in March of 1964, hitbound in March of 64 on WQAM in Miami and KYNO in Fresno, California. And I'm sure there were other regional markets that played this particular record as well. So from 64, we go back for this particular record. And once again, Muhammad Ali, the great Cassius Clay, I am the greatest. Rest in peace.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing black tie, Mr. Cassius Marcellus Clay. For his first reading, Mr. Clay will honor us with a recitation of his classic poem, I am the greatest.
I am the greatest. By Cassius Clay. This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeedy of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say 3, they go into 3rd. So don't bet against me, I'm a man of my word. If Casha says a cow can lay an egg, don't ask how, grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say 2, there's never a 3rd. Betting against me is completely absurd. When Casha says a mouse can outrun a horse, don't ask how. Put your money where your mouse is. I am the greatest.
Do the waves, discover the waves. And well, I didn't want to play the record, but with the news of Muhammad Ali's passing, I just had to pull out that Columbia 45 from 64, Cassius Clay, and I Am the Greatest. That's going to do it for my Relics Rarity Show. I want to thank all the affiliates brave enough to carry old Day of the Rave with all the records I crave. Yes, we play from the heart and not from the chart. Something you'd like to hear in a future show, please contact me. Take the Relics and Rarities Challenge, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave. You can contact me via email, dave@davetherave.com. Of course, you can check out archive shows at my website as well, www.davetherave.com. Or dial me up with your Relics and Rarities Challenge, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487. Function at the Junction. Of course, the Junction takes place right here. So tune in next week. If you're just tuning in now, tune in an hour earlier. Otherwise, you'll miss the show. Ramsey Lewis Trio in the background. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.